This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
And it was two people just dressed in all black, like from head to toe, all black figurines. And he put the picture in the chat, and then he wrote it and he said, "Why do we still give these people attention?" And I'm like, "Who is that?"
He said, "I'm certainly not getting any attention."
Exactly. Like, they're getting no attention from me. But he said that's Kim and Kanye. The last thing I heard was that Kim and Kanye were divorced. So I was like, why are they showing up to the Met Gala together? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. If you like that, you can follow us. We'll talk about that more later. This is episode 176. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm all right. Today wasn't a bad day. Yesterday was a little hectic, but today wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is our first full week of school this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like already, it's something like, I don't know, somehow the kids just know.
Of course they do.
Yeah, and yesterday, Wednesday's our biggest day with like the amount of kids, because with our program, you know, you don't really have to be here every day, so some of the kids aren't, especially like the younger ones, you know. So it was a lot, but we got through it, and you know, we're good. But today wasn't bad, so that was kind of nice from yesterday.
Yeah.
But how have you been?
I've been good. Kind of about the same. Yesterday was a little hectic. Not necessarily hectic in a bad way, but I had a training class this week. It was supposed to go 3 days, but I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that it only went 2 days. But technically, the training itself is supposed to be a 2-day class. But we added an extra day for all of our classes because we're doing them virtually. So we give ourselves extra time for, you know, tech issues, people having problems with the training environment, you know, any of that kind of stuff. So if we have any additional questions, if we have to troubleshoot anything, if anybody's lost while we're doing like the exercises, because normally if we're having an in-person class, we can just walk over to their computer, say, "Hey, well, you know, what are you having a problem with?" We can help them figure it out while, you know, not necessarily holding up the rest of the class. But doing things virtually, you kind of have to stop down the whole class, because I actually had to do it a couple times for the training that we had this week. Kind of have to stop down the whole class and be like, "Okay, well, what are you having a problem with?" You know, you kind of walk them through it, and you can only do one thing at a time. You can't have everybody else, you know, move forward while you're still helping this person, or else you're going to leave this person behind. But even with the few times that we had to kind of stop down the class and assist people and kind of like walk them through the steps, because, and I didn't tell this class that I have a podcast, so hopefully no one listens to the podcast, but it's, and I want to say I've said this before on a podcast before, but with some of these training classes, it's astounding how people can't follow instructions that are right in front of them. Because the class is geared in a way to where I'm explaining a process on how to do something. Because the class that I was teaching this week was it's a reporting application. Like, you can basically take data that pertains to employees, like their work data, when they were hired, you know, how much they make salary data, when they put their time in, how many hours, just a whole bunch of information you can take, and you can run different kind of reports on the employees. Mm-hmm. So before every exercise that the participants in the class do, I do it first. I do the exact same exercise, but with different data. So I walk them through, like, this is the exact step by step. This is where you go to find all your icons. This is where everything is located. I use the exact same verbiage that is included in the steps and the instructions in the book. Like, if you're following what I'm doing on the screen before you do your exercises, you should be fine, because you have to go, mm-hmm. basically you're mimicking what I just did. And the people who, like, well, I don't see where this is. I'm like, I just did that. That was like one of the last things that I did. Like, obviously you weren't paying attention. That's tell me you weren't paying attention without telling me you weren't paying attention. That's exactly what it is. And it's just, it gets rough sometimes, because of course, and I mean, you know, you work in the school and you work with little kids. So you get that little thing like, okay, you know, this is, I just told you this, but I can't say it to you like I just told you. And it's just like, you remember what we said, you know? You got to walk them through it again. And so, and it's like that. And then it's like, these are your full grown adults, and I don't want to treat them like kindergartners, but I have to, because I'll tell them, look at step 17 in your book, read, make sure you're reading your steps, you go through all your steps, and then it's ridiculous how many times they're like, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't read that. I skipped over that part. I'm like, why would you skip over it? You have to read the instructions in order to do the exercises. Why are you skipping over steps? You've never used this before. I can see if it's a person like, oh, I've used this application many a time before. I'm just in a class for a refresher. I know how to do all of this. And then you inadvertently skip a step because this is like muscle memory. It's stuff that you've done before. But if you're a person who's never, if I've never baked a cake and somebody gave me instructions to bake a cake, I'm not going to be like, oh, I got this, and just skip over the step where I need to put in eggs. You know, it's like you want to go step by step. This is something that you've never done before. And I just don't get it. And it's frustrating. And it's just like, I don't understand how people, but then you have to kind of think about it. So like, sometimes people are just bad students. Sometimes they just, they don't read. I don't know why they don't read, but they don't read. But even with all of that, we ended up ending a day early. And
wow.
There was one participant, one lady, because we started on Tuesday, so it was going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We started on Tuesday. She messaged me in the chat for the training, and she said, I have a high priority assignment that I have to do for work, so I'll only be able to be in for an hour on Wednesday, but then I'll be back on Thursday. And so I'm like, okay. I was like, you're going to miss it a lot, but all right. If that's, you know, what you have to do, you have to do. And so she missed out on Wednesday, and then we ended early, so we ended on Wednesday instead of us ending today. And I was like, when I logged on to work this morning, it just dawned on me again, and they said, oh, she missed the entire rest of the training. I hope she doesn't try to log into the class and be like, where is everyone? You know, I'm in the class, there's nobody else here. But as luck would have it, she emailed me this morning and she said, I'm probably going to miss today too, just because work got in the way and it's not allowing me to attend the training. And so I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I said, well, we ended early, so you're not missing anything today, but you did miss the rest of the training yesterday. But she was like, well, you know, I'm hoping to, cause I think she said she had been looking forward to this training since like June or something. I guess whenever they announced the class on the schedule. So she said, well, I'll try to sign up whenever there's the next one. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So we'll just look forward to seeing you in our next training. But that was yesterday, and today was a little hectic because I recently got a promotion. It just went into effect on Sunday. And they're taking this promotion very seriously. And the amount of, it's like, my leadership has taken this promotion and they basically are treating it like, oh, okay, you are now promoted. You now have more knowledge than you've ever had before. Like, that's just not the way that that promotion works. Honestly, I didn't have this knowledge last week. I don't have it again this week. Just because now I'm at a higher grade, it doesn't mean that I automatically know more. So you're asking me questions about things that I have no knowledge about. And I'm like, I don't know. But so it was a long day of trying to figure stuff out, because now I got sucked into another training next week because another one of the trainers told my supervisor that they didn't feel comfortable training the material. So they pulled me in. I was supposed to be off of training next week, and then I have a training the week after that. But so next week is going to be even more hectic, but it shouldn't be too bad. I don't like it because I know that I have a whole bunch of other things that I need to work on to get ready for, especially for the training that I have the week after next. I have stuff that I need to work on for that, but it's taking me away from that because I was expecting to have that time next week to do that, but now I can't because I have to train, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so it'd be great.
There was, what was it? It was before we started school this year when we were setting up like the classrooms and stuff. And I forget, like, our supervisor was going to like be out of the room or something. Like, she wasn't going to be there. I forget why. And they're like, oh, there's a possible family touring. And she was like, oh, well, that's fine because you guys can give the tour. And I was like, like, I didn't say anything, but I was like, no. I'm not qualified to give a tour. Like, I mean, if they asked basic stuff about, like, oh, what do you do in the room? I could do that. If they're like, what's the cost? I'd be like, I have no idea. Like, if they asked anything about, like, behind-the-scenes stuff, like, I don't know. If they were just like, oh, do you color? I'd be like, yeah, we do. But, you know, I was like, I'm not qualified. Luckily, family didn't end up touring that day because it's like, man, I am not qualified. I've only worked here for a few years, and of those few years, I've only been working in this exact program for two of them. I got the gist of what we're doing, but I couldn't give a tour. I do not feel qualified enough for that. But just because I've worked there for a few years doesn't mean I know. I just kind of, you know, do what I'm supposed to do. No more or less than that.
Yeah.
So I forgot there was something that happened this weekend too. You know, usually I go over to my parents' house for dinner on like the weekends and stuff. So I was over there on Sunday, you know, whatever, had dinner, and I got dropped off, you know, back at home. It's like, all right, cool, you know, it was like 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30. It's like, all right, cool, you know, I'll start getting ready for bed, and I'll just go to bed now, because I usually try and get to bed, at least into bed, between 10 and 11, so hopefully I can be asleep before midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'll get ready for bed, I'll go lay down, perfect, great time. And, so, you know, my family used to live here, like, with me, but now it's just me. And I keep all my clothes down in what used to be my parents' room, because it's on the first floor, because my room's on the second floor. And it's just easier, because the bathroom's on the first floor to, like, you know, after I take a shower, to be able to get dressed and stuff, and not be like, oh, I forgot my, you know, now I need socks, so I have to, like, go upstairs again, you know, so it's just. It's just easier.
Yeah.
And I keep the doors closed because I don't really go in there other than, like, you know, things like that. I don't need the dog or the cat in there getting fur all over everything or, you know, and I keep the vent closed in there because I don't, you know, spend time in there or anything, so I don't need to heat it or cool it or whatever. So I went to open the door so I could change my clothes. It wasn't opening.
Huh.
And my first terrified thought was, because it felt like there was a pressure on it. It was, oh my God, is there someone in there holding this door shut? So that was my first panicked, I'm scared. But then it turned out, no, it's just stuck. So I kept trying to turn the doorknob, and I was having, like, it just wasn't working. It was definitely the doorknob was busted, because it just kept turning without, like, snapping back into place, and it felt, like, really loose, and, you know, so I was like, what am I supposed to do? All of my clothes were in that room.
Right.
Like, I keep my pajamas in the bathroom, but other than that, besides what I was wearing, all my clothes were in the room. And so I was like, you know what? I'll try again in the morning. So Monday morning, I was like, okay, at least what I was wearing, you know, was something that if I can't get in there, I can wear to work. You know, it's something work appropriate. So that's good, at least. But I was like, if I can't open it by Tuesday, you know,
this is going to be a real problem.
So Monday morning, after I took a shower, I was desperately trying to bust in there, and I didn't see any, like, screw on the outside that I could, like, try and unscrew or anything. And the door right across the hall, which used to be my brother's room, has the exact same door handle. So I was looking at that one to see, okay, is there a screw or something? It didn't look like there was, other than on the inside where the latch was. It didn't look like either door handle had a screw. So I was like, cool. Awesome. So I just was like, you know what? I don't, you know, at this point, my options are bust a window, bust the door down, or bust the handle down. Either way, there's going to be some damage, but the door handle is a lot easier and cheaper to replace.
Right.
So let's start there. So I took a hammer and I just beat the door handle till it fell off. And then, I still couldn't get in.
Oh, no.
So I was like, okay, maybe I need, like, a knife or a pencil, you know, something to, like, try and twist in there to, like, you know, twist the latch.
Yeah.
So I grabbed, like, a knife, a thin knife, and was digging around in there till it finally found, like, some purchase, and I twisted it, and it opened, and I was like, thank God! So that was a fun Monday morning.
Yeah.
So I was able to get dressed and stuff, and now I just keep, I have these, like slides that I use that, I have a couple pairs that usually I'll just wear around the house, just kind of as, like, house shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But I put one pair down in front of the door, so, like, one's up against the wall and one's down on the ground, so that the door, like, stays shut but doesn't close completely, so I could still get inside. Until I'm able to replace the door handle.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not stuck outside again.
Yeah.
And the animals still can't get in and stuff. So that was exciting.
Oh, exciting is one word for it.
I was so scared because I was like, well, if anything, I could call my dad to come over. But I was like, what's he going to do that? You know, like.
Right.
He's going to have the exact same options I have right now. So I guess I'll just try my best. But luckily, I managed to get in. I need a new door handle, but I'm not worried about it.
You had a whole adventure before going to work.
I know! And then Grandma was like, you know, she picks me up for work or whatever, because we work at the same place. And she's like, come on, I have to be there at a certain time. I was like, Grandma, please, it was a whole fiasco. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm a little late. I did my best. I won't have this problem tomorrow, so tomorrow I'll be fine. But today, why I waited till the morning instead of just doing that at night, I don't know.
You had to kind of sleep on it and kind of try to figure out some rational approach to getting into the closet.
I guess. I don't know, but at least it worked out.
Yeah.
But, all right, I have a question that has nothing to do with that.
All right.
So, you know, we talk about some pop culture things sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, how caught up, or do you feel caught up at all about, like, pop culture as a whole, besides, like, very specific things?
Not at all. I don't feel caught up at all. I feel like I know that when you reach a certain age, you start becoming out of touch with things that mm-hmm. are popular and current. I think that I am probably more caught up than I would be if I didn't have like TikTok. Because I think with the For You page algorithm on TikTok, it's not like, I guess, because I'm trying to think, like with other social media, the only thing you really see are the people that you follow. For the most part, like with Facebook, with Instagram, with Twitter, the first thing that you see when you log into these social media apps is you see the people you follow. So you're up to date with what they're doing and even how they have the algorithm set up. You see, you know, certain people first. So you don't always see the most recent stuff. But for the most part, you scroll down enough, you catch up with most of the people that you follow and most of the people that post. But with TikTok, yeah, there is the following section where you can scroll down and you can see the videos of the people that you follow, but normally it opens up on the For You page, and so you're seeing what TikTok feels are the most popular videos. Well, not even most popular videos, but some of the most popular videos they feel that are geared toward you. And so if not for that, I probably wouldn't know about most of the social media trends of stuff that goes on. It's funny that you say, you know, not necessarily specific things, because I do feel up to date on what I normally would consume in media, and that's Marvel stuff, superhero stuff. Yeah. I'm definitely up to date on that because I actively seek out, you know, the most up to date things. There's currently a Disney Plus show called Marvel's What If. And so that comes out every week. I watch the episodes every week. I watch trailer breakdowns. I watch episode breakdowns. I watch Easter egg videos. I watch reviews and reactions and all of this other kind of stuff. So I'm definitely up to date with that. But anything outside of Marvel, when it comes to the world of pop culture, I am hilariously ignorant on them. I'm in a group chat on Facebook with my brother and my two cousins, and apparently the Met Gala happened over the weekend or sometime last week or something, and so he sent the picture, and it was two people just dressed in all black, like from head to toe, all black figurines, and he put the picture in the chat, and then he wrote it and he said, "Why do we still give these people attention?" And I'm like, "Who is that?" He said,
"I'm certainly not getting any attention."
Exactly. Like, they're getting no attention from me. But he said, as Kim and Kanye. The last thing I heard was that Kim and Kanye were divorced. So I was like, why are they showing up to the Met Gala together? So it's like, I don't know what's real anymore. I don't know what's true, what's not. So I don't know if it was just rumors that they were getting divorced, because I heard that Kim was throwing some kind of shade on Kanye because when he came out with his new album, she showed, like, took a screenshot that she was listening to his album, but the volume was turned all the way down. So people were like, oh, Kim's trying to throw shade at Kanye and all this other kind of stuff. It's like, I don't know what's going on with these people.
Yeah.
And like, the only other things that I saw regarding the Met Gala, I saw Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She had a dress on it that said Tax the Rich. And I think the only other thing that I saw regarding that was that there was some gymnast who did like a whole floor routine on the steps outside of the Met Gala. Oh, and Lil Nas X. I saw his like three-layered outfit that he had on for the Met Gala. Or was that like an award show that he had it on?
No, it was for the Met Gala.
Okay. Because I think I saw something else where Lil Nas X was at an award show, and it showed his like bouncers or handlers or whatever bring him back to his bus afterwards because he was like completely wasted. They had, like, he was barely even walking on his own. So I don't know. But yeah, I am, when it comes to pop culture, I am admittedly out of the loop. I don't know what's going on in the world of pop culture these days. What about you?
See, yeah, I feel the same way. Where, like, I know about the Met Gala because I saw posts about it on like Tumblr and TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know it was happening till it happened. but like, you know, I saw some pictures of some people. I was like, oh, okay. But pretty much on most things, like I was over at my parents' house, you know, when the VMAs were on. So we were watching the VMAs. And pretty much every time someone came on screen, I asked my sisters, who's that? I was like, Alyssa, who is that?
Yeah, we're at that age. We're at that age. Oh, that's so horrible.
That's exactly what I felt like, because my mom has always been like that, and like, and she was the same way. But like, now I'm that. So me and my mom are sitting next to each other, like, who's that? And even my mom knows more than me. But like, because she listens to that kind of music, so sometimes if a song starts playing, she'll be like, oh, okay, it must be this person because I know that song. So like, she knew like Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. And I don't know her because of TikTok.
Yeah. I only, yeah, know, like, a song. Like, if it's that one or two specific songs that I'm playing, I'd be like, it's her. But if she just popped up as a picture somewhere and no one said who that was, I'd be like, that's, okay, that is someone.
You know what? I probably would not be able to pick Olivia Rodrigo out of a lineup. Like, I know of three, maybe four songs by her because like all her recent songs have come out and they blast them on the radio all the time. But if you were to show me a lineup of young women and said, tell me who Olivia Rodrigo is, I'm like, I have no clue. I have no idea what she looks like.
Exactly. That's pretty much how the entirety of like the award show went, other than like, okay, that's Lil Nas X. I got
yeah.
Him.
You can gather that much.
And it's like him, and then like Bangtan was just, they had like a pre-recorded message for something they won, and then like that was like it. There were some older people, like sometimes I would know the names, but it was one of those things where it's, I wouldn't be able to pick them out anymore. Like it was like Alicia Keys or you know, things like that. I can't even think of who else was there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I know the name. But yeah, it's crazy watching award shows nowadays and like knowing like none of the songs or the people, or sometimes knowing the songs, like most of the songs I recognized, but like, you know, the people I didn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, that recently, because that was just over the weekend, that really hit me of like, boy, am I out of touch. Like, I mean, I have it all the time, you know. I don't really, you know, because so many people watch like Marvel movies and I don't, or you know, like know actors' names or singers' names and I don't, and you know, so I have that a lot, even with like stuff that I am into, like, you know, K-pop or whatever. Like I have a very limited amount of groups that I know like all of the members' names, just because if I probably could, if I really wanted to, I got every group I listen to, all of their names and all of their faces memorized, but like, it's a lot of work. Like, it takes me a long time to like get a name and a face.
Yeah.
And I listen to so many different groups. So I'm like, I just like, if it's a group that I care about, like really care about or something, or plan on going to a concert for, like, I'll do that. But like, other than that, like, man, that's too much work.
Yeah.
I'd still probably go to a concert for a group that I listen to, but don't really know, like 80s or Stray Kids, or, you know, I'd be like, oh, cool, love their music, I'll go to their concert. I will not know any of their names, maybe like one or something. But you know, a lot of times I'm always surprised when people are like, I know this group and I know all their names and all their faces.
Right.
Like, man, don't have that. Don't have pop culture.
That happened to me. Michelle and I, the last couple of nights while I was in Canada, because she lives in Ottawa, and the last couple of nights we went to Toronto, Because it's cheaper. It was cheaper for me to fly out of Toronto than it was Ottawa. Ottawa has more like a regional airport. It's still an international airport, but it's like a regional airport. So the flight times are like more erratic. The layovers are like a whole lot longer. So I just flew out of Toronto. But then we went to like the zoo and we went to the Avengers station they had at the Yorktown Mall in Toronto. But so it's about a 4-hour drive from Ottawa to Toronto. And so while we were driving, we're listening to music and everything. And there was a song that came on her Spotify. It was from an artist called Ray Shrimmered, I think is the way that you pronounce it. And it was interesting because I was telling Michelle that I had never seen that name, heard of that name before, until like just the day prior. I was watching a TikTok and it was Jimmy Kimmel has this segment on his show where celebrities read mean tweets about themselves. And so it was rappers reading mean tweets about themselves. And Ray Shrimmered came up as one of the rappers reading mean tweets. And so I told Michelle, I was like, I had never heard of that name before. I was like, I had no idea who that person is, but it's just so coincidental that I just so happened to watch that TikTok and now we're listening to one of his songs. And she was like, I'm sure you've heard his songs before. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I haven't. She was like, yeah, you have. There was, you know, he has a song called Black Beatles. I'm like, I cannot rack my brain for a song titled Black Beatles. But then I looked it up and I played it. I was like, oh, it's that song. It was just another one of those TikTok songs that so many people make a sound out of it. And so you don't really see the name of the song itself, but you just know the song. And so, and just in this moment when I was looking it up, because I was like, this, you know, kind of goes into that. But just that quick, I forgot who the person was. And so I went to look them up so I could tell you about it. And I looked it up. And the first thing I see when I go to Google, Ray Shrimmered is an American hip hop duo. I'm like, I didn't even know it was two people. I just thought it was one guy.
Yeah, that's really how finding out anything about anything pop culture. It's like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah, my favorite thing is like hearing a song or something that the girls put on or something, and I'm like, I know that from TikTok. It's the only reason I know that.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I really noticed that recently with the VMAs, is just how little I know about like what would be considered today pop culture. Even like certain phrases I don't know half the time. Sometimes I could figure out from like watching enough, not even on purpose, but just coming across enough videos on like TikTok or something of people talking about things, and it's like, okay, it must be kind of like this. But then there are some things it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I still don't know what like a baka means.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. I don't know what that means. I've only heard the sound secondhand. Like, it's because Michelle and I we're always watching TikToks, but her For You page is different from my For You page. So I would hear it on hers, but I never get it on mine. Just like the Berries and Cream Starburst commercial that is now this popular viral sound on TikTok. Almost. She was scrolling through her TikTok and it was like almost every other video was a Berries and Cream video. But I have not come across a single Berries and Cream video on my TikTok at all. So I've only heard like a baka like secondhand. I don't know. It hasn't come to me personally, so I don't know what it is.
I'm interested in what your For You page is like, because mine definitely sounds more like Michelle's. Like, I've got Berries and Cream, I've got like a baka.
And see, I don't know if it's a and not to like to misgender anybody, but you're the third female that has told me that their For You, no, fourth female actually, that has told me that their For You page is like a baka and Berries and Cream. And I'm like, and one of my other friends, she said that her fiance, his For You page, he doesn't have any of that. His For You page is like mine. And so I'm what's going on? Soup? No, that's another one that I don't have. But that's another one that I've heard about.
Okay, well, okay, so like a baka is literally just baka in Japanese is idiot.
Oh.
And it's something that people for years, you know, that's an easy thing that people have picked up. So now it's like, you know, so, and people would always use it as like a tsundere thing. It's like, you know, like, I don't like you, baka. Like, just people, like us would just like say that in like high school or middle school or something, whether it be online or like in person. And so now it's just become kind of like an inside joke, mostly for, you know, people who watch like anime and read manga and stuff of like,
gotcha.
So that's just what baka is or what like the thing is. So it's just, it's just something stupid.
I would have never guessed that in a million years. I had no context clues as to what that meant.
That's funny, because I've known about that for a very long time in my life. But yeah, we'll have to, maybe we'll have to have like an episode or something where we just talk about what our For You pages are.
Yeah.
Like common things that we see on our For You pages. We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. That'd be interesting to compare.
Yeah. Oh boy. Can't believe you're not on like any of those things that I'm on, because my friend is too, and everyone talks about it. It's like, you must be gay and mentally ill. And
yeah, apparently that's a thing. So I guess I'm not any of those things. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm straight and perfectly sane.
Yeah,
and that's so what TikTok is telling me.
According to TikTok,
yes,
TikTok has diagnosed you with straight and not.
I've been diagnosed as straight.
Oh, good times.
And that's another the good soup one. It's like, again, I've heard it secondhand. I'm like, something to my brain is like, I've heard that somewhere before. It's like, I don't know if it's tricking me to think that I've heard it somewhere before.
Oh, it's Adam Driver.
Didn't know. I have something. No idea where it's from.
I don't know if it was a movie or a commercial exactly. Like, I don't know exactly what it was, but it's, that's all I know is that it's Adam Driver. They're in a diner or something, and he takes a bite of soup and then says, good soup.
Yeah, then I have no idea. It's like something in my brain is like, you've heard, you know where this is from. And it's like, for whatever reason, my brain, and we've talked about this and we've discussed this, it's like, yeah. it's 50% unsure whether I've heard it before or not outside of TikTok. But mm-hmm. My brain will not allow me to motivate myself enough to look it up. Like before you told me, because it was like, I'll think about it. It was like, have I heard it somewhere before? I don't know. Maybe I have. Just look it up. You Google everything else. Just Google it. And then I don't. And I never do. And so it was always the mystery in my head. Like, you might have heard it somewhere before, but you can't definitively put your finger on where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to do anything about it. And it's just going to be a mystery to you forever.
Oh, I do that stuff all the time. It's like, all right, I'm going to look this up, and then I don't. And it's like, oh, yeah, I need to look that up, and then I don't. And then, yeah, it just goes on forever.
Yeah.
Till I eventually look it up or completely forget about it.
Right. And TikTok will not let me forget about it, because it'll show up. It'll show up on my For You page after it stops showing up on everyone else's For You page. So I'll be way behind the times.
Yeah. I know that's like every now and then where I've like, one will have a sound that I haven't heard in a while. They're like, oh man, that's been a couple months since I heard that sound. Why are you bringing this back?
Right. That was crazy. But, so I have a question for you. So I know, like, when you go to Chicago, you go to your Korean barbecue place, and, you know, every now and then you might order out, you know, food and everything else. So I want to know, for the places that you go most commonly, what is or what are some of your go-to orders when you order your food?
Like, just for wherever?
Yeah, just for wherever. Just like, what's the place that you get the food from, and then what is it that you order from there?
Well, let's see. You mentioned Korean barbecue, so I'll start with that, because usually, like, if we get the barbecue, if we get the meat, I gotta have pork belly, because I love pork belly.
So good.
And then my friend always wants the beef brisket, so we always have to get that, too.
Also a good choice.
And then she always has to get mandu, which are like dumplings, and I always have to get the kimchi pancake, because those are some of our favorites, too. So anytime we go to any Korean restaurant, because sometimes we change it up. We don't always get barbecue. Sometimes we want to try some other things. But pretty much, like, for appetizers, we always get mandu and kimchi pajeon, because those are our two favorites.
Okay.
And then usually we don't have leftover dumplings, but we'll usually have leftover kimchi pancake to take home, and that's always nice. But let's see, where else do I go? Like today I ordered Applebee's. And I always get, when I get Applebee's, like whenever I go, we get the chicken wonton tacos, because they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks when you order them though, because they usually come kind of mushy. but like when you get them there, you know, they're pretty nice and crunchy usually. So we always have to get that. Sometimes I change up what actual, like, main dish I get, but we always got to get the chicken wonton tacos. What else? Sometimes I kind of go back and forth on certain things. Let's see. Well, I think, what else do you have? Or what do you have while I think of other things?
It's been a while since I went to like a sit down restaurant, but yeah, as far as just like specific types of food, like for me, anytime I get Chinese food, because it's always hard to find a good Chinese food restaurant, because even mm-hmm. though they all pretty much have like the same dishes, they prepare them differently depending on what restaurant you go to. But most of the time, whenever I'm getting Chinese food, I always get boneless chicken and shrimp fried rice. That's like my go-to dish for any Chinese food restaurant. And as far as like pizza, mostly I'll get the three toppings that I'll mainly get are pepperoni, Italian sausage, and bacon sometimes. Most of the time it's either pepperoni and it's or Italian sausage or a combination of the two. Those are like my main go-tos. When it comes to fast food, I've been trying to get away from it just because, you know, of course it's not good for you. But, if I go to McDonald's, I'll get a double quarter pounder, and it makes me feel bad because I'll listen, because, you know, Michael has his whole Face Jam podcast when they talk about, mm-hmm. you know, always talking about eating food. And I remember at one point he was saying, like, with all the food that he eats and as much McDonald's as he eats, he said that even the double quarter pounder is too much for him. And I'm like, oh, really? Like, the way you eat fast food and that's too much for you? And that's my go-to? Sometimes I'll get more than one. I was like, okay, I feel kind of bad now.
That's crazy.
But yeah,
I feel like he lied.
I was watching a Face Jam animator earlier today where he was talking about he went to Wendy's and they were supposed to be for Face Jam. They were supposed to be eating some burger or whatever. Or some chicken. They were supposed to be eating some chicken sandwich. And then while they were getting the chicken sandwich, he saw that they had another different kind of burger. And he was like, oh, I want to try that. And so he got both of them. And then he ate the burger from Face Jam and then put the other sandwich in the fridge. And then he ate the one that he had in the fridge late at night. He was like, oh, well, it's good. It's good, but it was cold. So he went back the next day and got it again while it was hot. And then he loved it. And then when they did the Face Jam episode, he got it again. I was like, okay. I mean, and you say that a double quarter pound is too much for you. I don't know. Exactly. It seems a little suspicious, but okay. But yeah, McDonald's, I get the double quarter pounder. If I go to Wendy's, I'll get only nuggets. Nuggets are pretty much the only thing that I get from Wendy's. Nuggets. Nuggets and a Frosty.
Oh, I call them nuggies all the time.
I do too, and that's why I just came out. But yeah, nuggets and a Frosty. If I go to Taco Bell is like, it changes depending on my mood, but I almost always have to get a chicken quesadilla. It's like one of their menu items that I absolutely fell in love with. I'm trying to go back to like real food. It's just fast food. But I eat if I'm not cooking anything, then most of the time I'm getting fast food.
Yeah. So I've been having to write it down to keep track. So for pizza, I always just get pepperoni.
Okay.
And then lately I've been doing thin crust too, because I found out I really like thin crust. Because yeah. I don't like a lot of sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I would always order my pizza with pepperoni and light sauce. And that way now I just have to get pepperoni thin crust, and it already has light sauce because it's thin crust. So that's my go-to now. For Chinese, I always get sweet and sour chicken.
Okay.
That's always best thing for me. Like anytime I get Chinese anywhere, it's like sweet and sour chicken. Maybe I'll get something else to try. Sometimes I get fried rice or some sort of noodle or something, but always sweet and sour chicken. For McDonald's, I go back and forth. It kind of just depends on the day, where some days I'll get a Big Mac, some mm-hmm. days I'll get nuggets. My go-to used to be had those snack wraps.
Oh yeah.
And I loved those. But they haven't had them since the pandemic, so I've had to go back and forth between Big Mac and nuggets. Yeah, because they, you know, like a lot of places had to limit their menus.
True, very true.
So they just haven't had them, and I've been sad. But if they ever come back, I'll be very happy. like Taco Bell, I always get a Nacho Bell Grande. Like that's always my go-to. But those were the ones that I had in mind. Yeah, I kind of just, I don't really go to Wendy's. Like, I think I've gotten Wendy's like once in my entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was because it was my old boss who was like, "You've never had Wendy's." So I don't really remember anything about it.
It wasn't that memorable.
It wasn't like bad or like super good or anything. It was just like, okay, that was fast food.
That was Wendy's.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah, it kind of just, sometimes it changes. Like sometimes when I go to, usually Olive Garden, I usually get the same thing. I can't think of what it is now, 'cause I haven't been to Olive Garden in quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, neither have I.
Yeah, but it would be like, it was some sort of chicken, I think. I know it had like Parmesan crusted zucchini.
Okay.
I think it was chicken, and then there was like some tomatoes. I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but that was always really good. So I would always get that. But at Applebee's, I always change sometimes. I always get the chicken wonton tacos for like appetizer, but then for dessert, for main course, sometimes I get steak, or sometimes I get pasta, or you know, so that one kind of changes. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of other places.
Yeah.
Like Burger King, I usually just get a Whopper. I don't know. I can't think of any other place right now, but yeah, so sometimes I have certain things that I get at certain places, and sometimes it just kind of changes depending on my mood, whether I'm into burger or chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never really thought about that. It's just kind of I get what I get.
Yeah, because I just remember like Starbucks, because even though I don't go to Starbucks often, but when I do go to Starbucks, I have to get a slice of their iced lemon loaf.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it's so good. It's like my, for to say Starbucks is this world, well, I don't know world, but at least nationally renowned coffee shop, that's like my favorite thing from there. It's not even a coffee. It's the iced lemon cake. It is just so good. There was, there's been so many times where people ask me like, "Oh, I'm doing a Starbucks run. Do you want anything?" I'm like, "Yes, I want a slice of iced lemon cake." And I'm like, "No coffee, tea, like anything like that? Nope, just give me the cake and I'm good."
Yeah, the only time I ever really go to Starbucks is the one in Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always get the brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso.
Yes, I remember you telling me about that, and I still never got it.
Oh, I really like it. But then they've been out of
oat milk.
I forget what it was. I think it was like brown sugar or something. So like, man, so like the past month or so when we've gone, which I think in that time we've only gone twice, I've had to get something else. And I've never really gotten Starbucks before. I know nothing about their menu. So I'm like, I have no idea. So I just get what my friend gets, and she gets a vanilla bean frappuccino.
Yeah, if I do give something a drink, that'll be my go-to. It's simple, but it's good.
Yeah, it is good, but it tastes more like, I don't know, it's harder for me to finish. Like, usually I finish coffee, you know, because I really like coffee. Usually I finish my drink before my friend, mm-hmm. even if I get a larger size, because sometimes I'll get a large and she'll get a medium. Because I really like coffee and everything, and I will finish it before I even realize, like, oh, it's gone. but when it comes to the vanilla bean frappuccino, I don't know. It's like, it's so sweet and is more like it doesn't really taste like coffee.
No, no, not at all. So it's basically like almost a milkshake.
Yeah. And so usually she finishes it and then I don't. But like, brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso, I would finish that every time. I really liked that. But I know they've been talking about, like, again, shortages happening and stuff, so
yeah, because we'll I remember when you told me about that on the podcast, I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna have to try that. And I remember it was either the next day or the day after, but shortly after, I tried to order it on the app and then go pick it up, and they were like, oh, we're out of these, we don't have them anymore. I was like, well. And then after that, I just never try it again.
Well, guess that's never going to happen.
They don't have it this one day. I guess that means it's not meant for me to have it. Oh, well.
Yeah. I know a lot of times, like, they'll be, like, one time I did get it and they were out of oat milk. So I got it with almond milk instead, which is still, you know, still good. So I know a lot of times they'll be out of, like, milks, especially, like, oat milk and stuff.
Yeah.
But lately... Well, the second to last time they were out of brown sugar, so I got the vanilla bean frappuccino. And then the last time I went, I was like, do you have the stuff to make brown sugar oat milkshake and espresso? I was like, last time they were out of brown sugar. And she's like, well, then I probably stole them. I was like, okay, then I'll just I'll just get what she's getting then. So I don't know if they actually did have the stuff or not. She just assumed that they didn't because of whenever I was in the last time, which was at least a few weeks beforehand, so they might have had
maybe or they just now, probably didn't, they hadn't gotten any like new, like real new deliveries of anything special since then.
Yeah, so I was just like, all right, that's fine, you know, I'll just get what she gets, like it's not a big deal or anything. Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna be like, well, can you go check
can you check the back? Like, ma'am, there is no back. Everything we have, you see it right behind the counter.
yeah, that's pretty much just, that's why that first time when they're like, oh, we're out of brown sugar, I panicked. I was like, I don't know anything else.
Yeah. You didn't have your backup order ready.
No, I was so not ready. And my friend's like, you want to just get what I'm getting? I was like, okay.
Yeah, like that's simple.
Yeah. So don't change anything up on me or I will panic.
Michelle and I were somewhere and I don't remember what we were doing. I was just like, I don't know, I'll just get what you get. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's it's pretty much what it is. It's like, oh, you don't have the thing I want, that's okay. I don't know what else there is. Just give me what she's getting.
Yeah. It's like, I'll have whatever she's having.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what do you like? Give me that. But yeah, that's what I got. Next time I go to Barnes & Noble, I will ask for my normal drink, and if I don't have it, maybe this time I'll come prepared with something else.
Depending on how long the line is, you got just gotta kind of prepare yourself. Like, okay, I need a fallback option. Just I need a plan B. I need something that can, a second go to.
At Barnes and Noble, there's usually not a line. Sometimes there'll be one person in front of you, but
that's the time where you just kind of that's the time you kind of just have to stand off in the distance, just kind of stare at the menu. Somebody comes up to you, are you in line? Like, no, I'm in line, just go ahead.
Oh, that's the thing. When we were in Chicago, we would get Dunkin' Donuts every day because it was close by and it was easy to get like cold coffee because people like iced coffee. And God, I can't remember what we get. It was something very simple. And when we just ended up getting it every day, I forget. Cause she got something different the first day, I think. Then she liked what I had. And so then we just got the same thing every day. It was something, I know I had oat milk in it. It was some vanilla. Maybe it was like a French vanilla iced coffee with oat milk. It might've been something simple like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. So we just got that every day. We did have like sandwiches that first day and then I couldn't finish it. And so I just didn't get a sandwich the rest of the time. I was like, oh, we'll just eat. If we have leftovers or like snacks for like just a little breakfast or something, I don't want to waste like $4 on a sandwich that I'm not going to finish.
Right.
So. Those are all my usual places I can think of. I'm sure there's more that I'm...
Yeah, absolutely. But if any of our listeners want to share some of their go-to orders with us, you can easily do that. You can find us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there on the page. You can click that. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Tweet at us. I think I said that right. I don't know why my brain just shut off. I was like, no, you said that wrong. No, at Spider Bites Cast. Tweet at us, send us a message, ask us questions, anything you want to do. You can reach out to us on social media. But if you want to forego social media, you can still reach out to us. Just email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you name it. There's a good chance that we're on it. Just search for this podcast. You can follow us on any one of those services. But if you do follow us, we ask if you can leave us a rating, leave us a review, whatever ratings or review system that streaming service have. We ask if you can. It's a good free way to help the show. Those ratings help us move up those podcasts charts, so that way when someone's looking for a new podcast to listen to, they're more likely to see our show on the list. But the reviews help us because it lets us know what you think about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, the things you want to hear more of, less of. But it helps us because we can deliver a better quality show for you. If you don't want to follow us on any podcast streaming service or you don't use any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser wherever you have internet access, whether you're on a phone, laptop, PC, or tablet. You just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as the links to everything else that I just mentioned.
I just realized that my phone was not on airplane mode the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, it was just, I got one notification, but it was like one that my phone didn't buzz for because it was like an app that I haven't really used in a while. So it was just like a, hey, remember us?
Oh.
So nothing. I mean, I did get like TikToks, but again, that's one of those things that it's like it's silent for.
Yeah.
Amazing. I didn't realize until I got that silent notification that I was like, wait a minute.
It spared you throughout the whole show.
Dude, that'd be so funny if I got something right now, too. Oh, there they are. And then both my animals cooperated. Smokey, you know, right at the beginning of the show was, like, before we started, was right here on my desk.
Yeah,
he ended up getting behind in my chair and then going to sleep on the couch. Toby's been chilling on the couch, so, you know. good overall.
Yeah, a good recording day.
Yeah, even though you're still quiet, we got through it.
Didn't have to worry about the motorcycle going down the street.
Oh man, there's a helicopter that went by earlier, and I was like, I heard it for a while, and I was like, oh, it must be close. And I saw it, like it was so close right outside the window. Oh, I mean, wow. Not right outside, but you know, it was close enough, like, right to the ground. Your house. It went into my driveway. It was close enough to the ground that I could, like, read what was on the side.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what they were doing. I was like, you know, maybe it wasn't like a hospital thing. I mean, they still could have been going to the hospital. It was going in the direction of the hospital, so maybe, but like, I hope they're not like looking for a murderer or something.
Yeah, like on a manhunt or something.
Yeah, I went on the news website and there was nothing that seemed alarming, so I was like, okay, I think maybe we're okay.
Who knows?
You know, fun times. Don't know what they were doing. Hope it was nothing bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. Well, I've been drinking some wine, so now I'm tired.
Oh. Well, then. You'll definitely be able to get into bed and be asleep before midnight.
That was the plan.
Well, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.